Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are going to get back into the content thread starting on Monday. I am basically going to do this one show to try to help everybody understand the petition that we have, what it is, and where you can find it for right now. And as you've heard me say, you need to get involved with the NLA, the National Liberty Alliance. I know that they have a lot of things that they are doing, but the one thing that they are driving and helping me with and helping us is Republic Review, because they recognize that the way they can restore our legal system and everything else is initiating Republic Review. It's kind of like the, you know, what's that one solution that fits all problems kind of thing, or the one tool that you can use for almost any job, duct tape, coat hanger. They recognize the veracity of the argument for Republic Review, as well as they recognize what Republic Review will end up creating. And it won't end up creating a void. It will be opening the doors in every fashion, economically and so forth, for America. Now, to be clear, I believe that because we will be abandoning the globalist track and the globalist way, they're going to do everything they can to pursue the rest of the world. And if they do that, that's okay, because if you haven't noticed, the world doesn't get along very well without the number one consumer. And when it comes down to the consumption of stuff, America is the number one consumer. And it will cause a rippling effect, more of a tsunami effect around the world economically, when we're no longer buying their crap, especially the crap out of China and a lot of these other, I'll just call them, globalist vestiges, where, you know, they basically have enslaved the labor. Vietnam's another place. I mean, it's not that the Chinese and the Vietnamese are bad people. It's that they are being ruled by a tyrannical government that has zero, and they don't need to, but they have no care for life itself. And they don't need to, because the one thing that they see is an unlimited resource for them at this point in time is life, our people. They have too many of them. And so if they die off because of the, you know, the coronavirus, or if they die off for whatever reason, that's okay. They've got many, many others to replace them. Now, in 2030, 2035, things will start changing, because the population and the elderly will be increasing, and because they have frozen their population growth, they are going to need more slaves. And this is why they're positioning themselves in lots of other countries to be able to exploit the slaves that they are starting to occupy or taking control of. Anyway, as you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And this really is the only show that goes through the academic evidence. I'm not bragging, and I'm not touting that, you know, we have a copyright, but we are the only show that is actually working in trying to educate everybody on the only solution that we have in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution once again. What I want you to also understand is that I myself, as a host, would love to have dialogue with you. A lot of people realize that, and I'm not making any excuses up, a lot of people realize that having the dynamics of being available for, you know, almost 24/7 for other leaders to call. I mean, I've had several conversations with Bob Schultz this week regarding the petitions. It's hard for me to lock down any point in time during the day where I can actually sit in the studio and focus on the show. And what I would really love to do is I'd really love to have conversations. I'd really love to have you call and, you know, talk. Tell me, you know, what the problem is, your perspective or so forth, and, you know, get into kind of a quick and concise dialogue on the issues that really matter or what you're thinking of what's important and so forth in your views. To be honest, this is why we have a comment line. And I've stated this, and I think I'm going to go out and make sure it's out on the Reclaiming the Republic Red State Talk Radio podcast page. Because if you have a question or a comment, all you've got to do is dial 425-270-5416. I will get that voice message. It'll be a recorded voice message, and I'll be able to actually play your question or comment on the air and answer it. You know, I mean, in doing that, we're able to actually have the dialogue. You don't necessarily have to reach me during this one-hour window in a 24-hour day. You can call me at your convenience and or leave a comment, I should say, because chances of me answering that phone is probably 0% or 100%. I won't answer that phone, however you want to look at it. But the bottom line is, if you've got a real question, you've got a comment, 425-270-5416. I'm going to bring this up throughout the show today. But what I want to actually start off with and I want to dive into is the petitions. So you understand what these petitions are. I've kind of glossed over these, but what I want to do is go through each of the states and the Electoral College that has been tainted because these states have conducted an unconstitutional election. And I'll get into all of that and how they've done that. But what I want you to know and what I want you to remind you of is we're in a fight for this is the end game, if you understand that term. We are in the final stages of a war for our liberty. And if we lose our Constitution and our liberty, it's over. Anybody that thinks that the cache of weapons and bullets and everything else you have will protect you from the tyranny and what can come down that pike, I wouldn't even want to wish that upon my enemies. Because bottom line, if and when they want to come after and basically force everyone into compliance, they have the technology and the weaponry and the training and so forth that, hey, it's superior to none. I mean, look, we've gone around the world as a force and been able to kick down doors and get a hold of people, anybody that we've wanted. And they have that ability today, just in targeting. Shoot, I remember when Clinton was in office and he was asked to help knock out a rebel leader, I think it was in Chechnya, but nevertheless, he basically called in or actually advised that we provide the military support, and we basically dropped a smart munition right on the person's their position, killed them. That's how easy it is for them to get rid of problems, and they're going to view all of us as a problem. Now, I'm not saying that we need to surrender, but I'm just saying that if you think you have the stronghold. Now, there's people that have bug out, and if you understand what a bug out is, that's where you have a cache, you have a place way out in the middle of nowhere in the woods to go hide and basically live on the lam and live off the land for the rest of your life. Because once you have to bug out, I don't expect there ever to be a normalcy ever to return. And so, you know, there may be stories, historical stories of people who have actually gotten out into the woods and have created their, you know, their own little family niche or what have you, you know, kind of like the World War II stories of Japanese in the Philippines or somewhere in the jungles where they've basically been surviving, and, you know, 30, 40 years later, they, you know, get, I don't want to say captured, but they get escorted out into the new world, and they're going, what the heck happened? I thought we were still at war. Anyway, I just want you to know that what we're fighting, the enemy, this, whoever you want to label as the enemy, they are they are getting us to fight them on their terms, on their battlefield. We have to force the fight into the battlefields where we have the advantage. And when I mean advantage, I mean a superior advantage. When we start going into the state houses, this is where we have the superior advantage. Because as the states start actually, I'm not even going to use the word entertain, as they start having this discussion and dialogue, how they foresee what is going on and how they determine and judge what to do, they actually are making the final decisions in what is necessary. And there's no doubt in my mind, no doubt in my mind, these dark red states, when we get good constitutional public servants in office, this is where the paradigms will begin to change, because this is where we will win in that narrative. And that's because the states are the superior body. They are the parties to the compact. And there is no, as Madison says, there's no tribunal that has the authority over the parties of this compact on anything relating to this compact of powers not delegated and so forth. So anyway, when we come back, we're going to dive into the petitions and we're going to talk about what they are, where they are, and how to get them so that you can get directly involved. And we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so many people probably haven't heard or what my three C's are, because I know we've got a lot of new listeners. My three C's are pretty simple. Be civil, be confidential. If you know my name or you know personal things about me, please don't try to mention it on air. And three, be concise. That way we can cover more content, because I understand the importance of concise and being succinct, because I can get a lot more content out in a given show when I am doing that. So if we all work on trying to be succinct and concise, then we can actually cover a lot more ground. Believe me, as you get older, you tend to start repeating and going down these long paths and rat holes. And when I'm doing it with other people, I go, come on, my time's more valuable than this. But anyway, I will stop myself there. Okay. So we do have a petitions page on Reclaiming the Republic. If you go to reclaimingtherepublic.com, or not .org, not .com, reclaimingtherepublic.org, and you look at the site menu on the right-hand side, you just go down, and there's a little button that says petitions. You just click on that, and that will take you to the petitions page. And on the petitions page, there are four documents right now. The first document is the big daddy. That is the petition that must be signed by you and then sent to your congressional representatives. And I would say all of them in Congress. You know, you can say to the House of Representatives in the cover letter, and we're going to create these cover letters for you. So there'll be two cover letters for each classification or for each category of people doing these petitions. And I'll get into that in just a second. But you need to sign this. And if you're going to have other people sign, then you use the signature or the document at the very bottom, the signature sheet for collecting signatures. And so on the top of this, it basically states what the petition is doing and what we're seeking as the remedy. And so go print that out and get as many people to sign this petition, and you can send it off, you know, and the cover letter will basically be including the fact that you've gathered signatures for other citizens in your state, in your county, to basically demand that Congress do their job. The other two documents, the next one is a petition for the redress of grievances on public elections. And if you look at this, when you go through this petition, you'll notice that this is providing an alternate solution for how to have election integrity again. The intent of this petition, and it's referenced in the first petition, so this is why we're including it. I had a conversation with Bob about this last night, and he goes, it's referenced. We really want to make sure that people at least understand that there are better mechanisms for having, you know, elections with integrity. So you want to print this out and sign this as well, because it is a reference document and is considered an addendum. If you look at the very top, it says Attachment 2 of the petition to Congress. The next document is the first attachment to the petition to Congress. And this right here, everybody needs to print this out. If you want a good crash course on the history of First Amendment rights of petition, their origins and all of that, then you need to look at this and print it out and read this so that you understand the context of a First Amendment petition, the legal process and what it means and what is supposed to happen. This is a great course. It's six pages. So print it out and read this so you understand what this tool is that is added to the Constitution that nobody even understands or uses. So now we've covered the four documents, the two petitions, the Big Daddy petition, and the history of petitions, as well as the signature sheets. What we're going to add to this page, and we're going to put some guidance on it as well, so forgive me, this was really just an ad hoc thing we just did. And so what we're going to add is we're going to add three categories of petition signers and submitters. If you are a U.S. citizen, then we're going to have two cover letters for you. One cover letter to the House of Representatives and another cover letter to the Senate, so that you can actually send these two, one copy, and in the cover letter, you will send the originals to the House of Representatives. And you will send in the cover letter to the Senate, you'll be letting them know that this is a copy of what you've submitted to the House of Representatives. The reason why is you want to send this to all, because as a U.S. citizen, the entire Senate has an obligation in supporting their oath of office and supporting the Constitution. Even though you have representatives of your great state in the Senate, you have two of them, this needs to be directed to the entire Senate. And it's the same thing with the House of Representatives. This needs to be directed to the entire House of Representatives, even though you may have a plethora of representatives from your state inside. I mean, it's like 50-something in California. We'll get into that. But the fact of the matter is we're going to create two for you, the U.S. citizen. And in so doing, you'll be basically identifying, you're sending a copy to the Senate, originals to the House, and what the intent is or what your expectations are, that your expectations are that they basically fulfill their oath of office. And the fact of the matter is that Section 3 in the 14th Amendment basically states that any time a U.S. public servant who takes an oath of office, who fails to support their oath of office and actually supports rebellion, because we're going to put it into context that this election and the fraud that was perpetrated by all of these government officials, and we're going to go through that as well, all of these people that have perpetrated fraud have violated their oath of office, and we will deal with them. But it is now the exigencies of the day. Congress must answer the call in supporting the Constitution and point out to them that if they fail, then they will basically suffer the same consequences one way or another. Either they will be held accountable for their failure to hold their oath of office, or they will be held accountable during their re-election bid. If they think that they're going to get a, you know, an uncontested re-election, think again. Anyway, so we're going to have that set of cover letters for you, the citizen, and then we're going to have a set of cover letters for political, or I should say public servants at the local level. Could be your county commissioner. Cover letter can be for your sheriff, your dog catcher, anybody that's a public servant that's been elected in your county, in your state, statewide, or what have you. It could be the governor. But bottom line, this is a public servant that is duly elected and who's taken an oath, and the cover letter will be exactly the same. It'll be to both the House and to the Senate, and the language will basically have a blank in there to say, I'm a duly elected public servant of, and then state the office, county, state, and what have you. And then this cover letter will identify that you, as a duly elected public servant, represent this many people, and representing, you're demanding that the House of Representatives and the Senate fulfill their oath of office. So that's two cover letters for a public servant. The third category of cover letters, and we're going to explain this at the top of each of these cover letters, but the third cover letter will be for your state legislators. Your state legislators, who are the sovereigns over the Constitution and final arbiters over this Constitution, have a huge stick that they can basically, you know, utilize. And what we want to do is basically state that as the duly elected sovereigns and parties to the Constitution, because you got to realize that it's the state legislators who are the parties to the Constitution. Anything to change in the Constitution, anything to demand an amendment and so forth, they are the body that has the big bat. They're the 800-pound gorilla. And so we want to basically create a cover letter that exudes and actually exemplifies that level of authority over the Constitution, and it's going to go to both, again, the House and the Senate. So this is why we're creating three cover letters in sending these petitions. And so we'll have these done. They should be done this weekend, and I should get the rest of the website all kind of cleaned up with some guidance, not the website, but this particular page. And then what I'm hoping is we can get this to the NLA as well. I'm hoping that the NLA can get a website up or a page just like this. They can copy mine. I do not care. What I care about is actually getting the content out to you. It was my hope that they would do this, but I realized that I have the power at my fingertips to be able to, you know, put things up on the website or make it available in the internet domain without having to go through somebody else and their schedule and time. So 9 times out of 10, when it takes, you know, when you're walking along and there's a hole in the dike, you could yell and you go back to the town, hey, who has the responsibility of putting their finger in the hole? Well, you could do that. And maybe the dike will break, or you could take immediate action, put your finger in the hole, and, you know, be a part of the solution. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to be a part of the solution. I'm begging and pleading that you be a part of this as well. You become the champion and do what's necessary in getting the word out to both public servants and fellow citizens. We got the two class of public servants, as you know. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so the other thing that we don't have up there that we're also going to put up there are the mailing addresses that you need to have to send one package to the House of Representatives and the other package to the Senate. Now, I know I'm going out on a limb here. I know it's Christmas and everybody has financial crushes and you know, we've probably spent all of our disposable income. What I'm asking is for anybody and everybody that is doing this to please mail these things. And if you don't know when these things need to be mailed, you know, and you have a budget for doing that, you probably need to go down to the post office. And I know it's a bad time to do it, but go down or call your post office and find out what the rates are for sending an envelope of papers, first class, second day mail, and so forth, so that you know how much lead time you need to get these petitions down to the post office or to UPS or to FedEx. Now, as you know, when you go probably to USPS, it's going to be a little bit cheaper. They do offer guaranteed second day mail. And we want to make sure that these packages arrive by the 5th. Now, the 5th of January is a Tuesday. And we're basically 2.5 weeks away from the 5th. So in other words, we're probably 2 weeks away for you to mail this, because you need to get this in the mail probably by the 31st. So we're 2 weeks away of getting signatures and getting these packages and communicating to Congress that we demand that they do their job. It's time we start holding public officials accountable. Yes, and there is a way to do this. It's called Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. We need to start letting people know that we do understand the Constitution, and we understand why Section 3 is in the 14th Amendment and why the 14th Amendment was even passed, because a long time ago, there was this thing called the Civil War, and there were those who actually rebelled against the Constitution. Now, technically, the South didn't do that. And technically, the whole point of the 14th Amendment was really in protecting the freedmen who had been emancipated in America, making them citizens, giving them protection, and ensuring that states couldn't take away their suffrage, because if they chose to take away their suffrage, they would lose apportionment. That's what Section 2 was all about. And Section 3 basically says that any public servant that goes down the path of supporting violations of the Constitution and a rebellion against the Constitution, then they must be removed. And that's the beauty about the Constitution and understanding it. And as you start to convey to your public servants that, oh, hey, by the way, I understand the thing that you're taking an oath to, and I'm going to hold you accountable. And just so you know, we have the fulcrum in the Constitution to remove you if you fail to support your oath of office. Now, I know that there are lots of good people in public service that do love the Constitution. They just don't understand it. This is why you have to convince them that they need to start learning. In my conversation, I haven't put it up yet. I was going to, but with the OBE, overcome by events, I've just not gotten to it because all of a sudden Bob gave me these petitions and so forth. And so that is dominating my time and day right now. But the conversation I had with the state legislatures in Montana regarding, public servants, it was basically, and I've said this before in the show, I mean, you have to have, a proof and evidence that your dogs have shots, and there are standards for you to have a dog, be able to take a dog in public. You've got to have a license, shots, and all these other things. So in other words, our public servants have created laws in our state to create standards for you to have a pet. They created standards for somebody to be a plumber. They created standards for somebody to be a florist, for you to be able to charge somebody for arranging flowers in such a way that, overcomes people's emotions, or whatever you want to call a florist. They have standards for almost every profession, florist included. I mean, I know at least Louisiana has a florist certification that you have to have specific training. And so, and I'm going, are you kidding me? But here's the real shocker, and here's the hypocrisy. There is zero standards for our lawmakers. The guys that actually take an oath, that is a standard. I want you to be clear on this. I want you to understand that there is an oath, or there is a standard for public service. They are supposed to understand the Constitution. And if they don't, we got to get rid of them. And so the state legislatures in Montana said, well, what do you suggest? And I said, why don't you create a law that actually has a standard that you have to pass a minimum test that you understand the Constitution? And they loved it. And this is when it comes down to stating the obvious, sometimes people just, they don't have that voice, or they're just so busy in the everyday, in the weeds of life, because, I mean, we get consumed with everything that's going on, that they don't have that point of, that moment of clarity of going, wow, we should have standards for ourselves. We should actually have to take tests. Then I won't have to work with idiots that have no idea what the heck the Constitution is and what they're doing in violating the Constitution. These, and I'm just saying, folks, we can make these referendums, and I'm I'm not a supporter of individual referendums or legislation from the people, but if we have to do it, then I think we need to start sending the message. Because I'll tell you something, if you create an initiative or a referendum to get on the ballot, standards for your public servants that they have to have a minimum understanding of the Constitution to be eligible, they have to pass a test, then if they don't pass that test, then they can't run. Now, just by creating that referendum, you have planted the seed in the public's mind and eye to say, that's actually a pretty good idea, having standards. Well, why don't we do that? And next thing you know, sometimes it's a proven fact that bad ideas grow legs, and next thing you know, they're being forced upon everybody. But even good ideas can grow legs, especially as people start having the dialogue. It becomes, you know, that hand and face plant, you know, or double hand and face plant that, you know, oh my gosh, how come we didn't think of this sooner? Anyway, back to the mailing information that will be posted. It will be up there as well as the cover letters by Monday. I'm committing to doing that. One of the things I want to do is I've mentioned this at the beginning of the show and in the second segment. Now we're in the third segment. We have a comment line. It's 425-270-5416. If you want to reach out to me and you want to have a conversation, or just, and to be honest, if you ask me a question, you're having a conversation with me. Ask me the question. I will play your question on air, and I won't divulge your phone number or any other personal information that you don't divulge. And that way I can answer your question and people can hear, you know, what you were saying or what your question is. And, or if necessary, because some people, you know, they freeze up or they sound or say something that doesn't make sense. So If you leave that kind of message, I don't want to make a fool out of anybody. Only those people that deserve to be made fools of, and those are the people that, you know, have claimed to be champions of the Constitution. And next thing you know, you've got this, you know, slap in the face of going, wow, I mean, this person is an idiot. They're actually violating the Constitution and so forth. So anyway, just call 425-270-5416. I will play or recap your question and comment, and then we will, you know, I'll answer that. And, or here's the other alternative. If you actually ask a question that really lends to a very good dialogue, I will call you back and record the conversation so that we can actually play that conversation on air, because I want to actually hear people know that there are other people out there just like you that are having those same aha moments, epiphanies, and or, you know, coming up with some really good ideas. I'm not the bull. I claim to be the probably the least entertaining and probably the not the most polished person behind a microphone in all of America and probably in all the world. It is not my intent to become a professional Rush Limbaugh. I'm not trying to make money here. I am trying to help educate enough people to initiate Republic Review so that I can actually get out of this gig and start doing other things, because there's a lot of problems that need to be solved. And I'm not the one that's going to solve all of them, but I'm the one that will at least beg the dialogue with our elected officials in getting them to actually, you know, consider what we need to do. And it's basically getting the conversation started, because we can't start fixing things until we have these conversations. We have to be the adults. We have to be the parents. We have to have that difficult conversation. What are we going to do about Johnny? Because Johnny is running amok and he's hurting people and we can't have this anymore. And that's what we need to do. So if it's moi and only me out there doing that, then that's okay. I don't mind being the leader in saying, these are the things we got to do. I believe reasonable people, equally informed, seldom disagree. And I believe everybody out there that's listening to this and agrees with me, you're a leader. So let's get involved. Let's have these conversations. Let's force the dialogue where it needs to be forced. Well, we're going into another break. So when we come back, I have a few things to talk about regarding some people that have actually made comments and or some ideas. Anyway, we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so actually, during the quick break, during these 2 minutes, because I really didn't take a break in the recording. I can, during these segments, I can kind of pause and call somebody back. But I want to give you a good example of dynamics and how hard it is for me to dedicate from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock just sitting there so that I can, you know, be available. Because it may be 6 o'clock on the East Coast, but it's 3 o'clock in my time zone. And there are things, if you're married and you know you have honeydews, there's just things that you got to get done and so forth. So there's life itself. And I really try to, and I can usually work around those types of issues, except for my wife's doctor's appointments and those types of things. And so bottom line, you know, we kind of have to live dynamically. Well, during the break, or actually in the last segment, I heard the office phone ring because I don't keep any phones in the studio. And I looked and I noticed that I got a voice message from Bob Schultz. And so Bob Schultz left me about a minute message so I could actually listen to that while the promos were recording. And now I'm going to have to call Bob back, but I'll do that afterwards. I heard what he said. And so what Bob is doing, and the reason I'm saying this is because Bob gave me some insights. One of the things he's doing with these petitions is he's printing them out and he's hand carrying them down to his representative's office in his congressional district in New York. Now, if you have a good conservative congressional representative, find out where their office is and you can do the same thing. Get these people to recognize and understand that their constituents absolutely want them to contest this election, the fraud of this election, and so forth. So by all means, engage. If you've got a good, see, I've got Kathy McMorris Rodgers, and I don't trust her. I believe that she's a rhino. I believe that she's an opportunist. And if you look at her bank account and how much money she's made in playing opportunity at the expense of the American people. I just don't trust her. So I am going to be sending my petition and my cover letter to both House and Senate representatives, you know, and addressing them to, you know, the state of Washington, but to all representatives in Congress and all senators in Congress. And so, and I'm going to be sending the copies just as I'm doing and I'm advising you to do. But bottom line, you can do what Bob's doing as well. If you've got that kind of rapport, or you don't even have to have the rapport. If you believe that your representative is a good conservative, then reach out to them and get them involved. That's what this is all about. So anyway, last night somebody reached out to me on Facebook. Let's just say the person's name was Lauren. And they, you know, kind of said, hey, you know, I've kind of missed your citations and what the framers perspective and all of that the other day. And so I apologized and I said, how can I make it up? I mean, there are times when I have shows that are informative, like doing what I'm doing today and focusing on these petitions for you. I want to go through content. I love to actually read the framers' words. Then you're hearing what they're telling you and telling me instead of me trying to tell you what they said. Editorializing is one thing, but actually hearing the words of Madison, Jefferson, and the framers, that places context that I cannot do myself. Sometimes I have a good way of summarizing. Sometimes I can put it in a good perspective, but their words are powerful. These are their statements as legal binding statements in the capacity that they are fulfilling as a delegate to the Virginia debates on the Constitution for the ratification of the U.S. Constitution. I mean, when they're talking, when they're writing these letters as in the capacity as a legislator, as the president, and what have you, these are official documents. When Madison vetoed the bonus bill and sent his admonishment letter to Congress, that was an official communication from the President of the United States telling Congress they don't have the power to actually create this bill. That if they want that power, they must amend the Constitution. And in putting it into that perspective, I hope that really creates that clarity for you. But I love doing that. Let's say, again, Lauren. That's what my passion is, to share the facts and to share, you know, these testimonies. But I have to take the time to do marketing, to, you know, show you how bad it is so that I can poke in the eye and say, what is it going to take for you to finally get involved? You know, I know that we all have, you know, jobs, we all have responsibilities, but we have to find the time to do what is necessary before we actually have to pick up guns to defend our houses and our families. When Antifa starts coming down the street because it's getting that bad because nobody's doing anything. Do you get my point? This is why we actually have to do marketing and point out that, folks, you know, if you expect the federal government to actually start abiding by the Constitution, that day will never come. That's why I see no future or any possibility that the federal government will actually disband all of this unconstitutional government on their own. That's why I say all of these things. These are the facts. This is the only way they are going to behave is when we force them to behave. Now, I also want to let you know I got an email from Mike asking me, hey, I want to do something. I really appreciate what you're doing. I sent him an email back. I gave him an example of how I sent these petitions to the state legislator. You can always send me an email if you don't want to call, but I'm just telling you, it's easy to call 425-270-5416. I'm going to get that up on the website so that you will have it right there on the podcast page. And, you know, make a note, December 18th, today, is a day where I'm actually putting out some really good information that you may want to listen to. You know, I want to replay this again, and I will get this and everything else up on the website. We've already got content for the next few shows canned. I am going to do my Christmas special for Christmas Eve and Christmas. I want to give you the information of how America got manipulated into celebrating what we call Christmas, which is actually, you know, the giving of our hard work and income to the corporate world and buying gifts and doing things because we feel guilty that we're a bad Christian because we're not buying gifts for others and sharing of, you know, our wealth with others. And I'll explain all of that, and I think it'll help you put perspective, and I'm hoping that we can start getting America to start putting perspective on the true holiday of what Christmas should be, and recognizing that our most righteous, our most religious holiday that America celebrates is Thanksgiving. That, and I do that every year too. But anyway, so with Mike, Mike can become that testament. I mean, Mike, if you're actually listening today, you can actually call, and if you make a comment, yeah, I really appreciate you getting right back to me. I will do everything I can to help you be successful in reclaiming this republic. That is my pledge as a public servant and somebody that, you know, that bears the oath in my heart as a U.S. citizen to protect and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, I know I have a few people out there, but I'm just going to just kind of lump them all into a crystal. And I know that because I've worked with patriots, I've worked with good people, I've worked with patriot leaders, people that are, you know, on the up and coming that have been involved, you know, and leaders at local levels of patriots. And I just want you to understand that there's no money in this. However, there are blessings in this. Now, for those who are willing to become a part of the problem, like a Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, Glenn Beck, or the rest of them, those who get consumed because they become successful and they become bigger than who they really are. And if you understand what I'm saying, then you know exactly what I mean by these people. Because all of a sudden, they are, you know, they're the mighty microphone. They're the big bat that knocks people silly with their pithy comments. But they are not a part of the solution, and they are a part of the problem. I don't believe any real patriot wants to become a part of the problem and have the influence that these men do. These men and women that are out there that are up-and-coming stars of great pithy comments and great analysis. If you're not a part of the solution, you are a part of the problem. And as far as I'm concerned, every conservative entertainer out there that's not embracing full compliance to the Constitution, enforcing the federal government into compliance and even state governments, forcing these issues, they are a part of the problem. Now, they can easily change, and we all have the liberty to change our behavior, change our ways. I talk about this all the time. However, the question is, are they adult enough to walk away from the income and the notoriety that they have created for themselves or their fame? Are they adult enough to walk away in doing the right thing? Now, to you and everybody else out there that wants to be getting involved, but, you know, needs a job. Everybody needs a job. If you need to make money, if you look at John Adams' father and so forth, these great patriots that became our framers, they actually had jobs. I think John Adams' father was a cobbler, and John Adams himself became a lawyer. If you want to indulge in, you know, the nice things in life, we have to have a job. But if you want blessings, become a patriot and start making the sacrifices, because I will tell you, the Lord knows what you need, and He knows when you're involved in helping, He will help you. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.